Welcome to A Gram of Hope. I'm your host, Jerome Graham. And you know, on today's episode, we'll be speaking with Jenny Amadon and Freddie Roberson. They are with RSVP. Now, no, we're not going to have you try to get in touch with them and get lined up for an event, but what they do is definitely eventful. Ladies, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Well, we welcome you to A Gram of Hope. Now, RSVP, most of the time you're making reservations. In this case, what is RSVP?
That is Retired Senior Volunteer Patrol.
All right, so now you're on patrol.
Yes.
What are you looking for? Because patrols, when you say patrol, somebody's looking for something to happen.
In this case, we're our senior citizens. And we're not really looking for them. We are out there to visit them, to check on their well-being, just to make sure they're okay and that they have a visitor once a week.
Do you find that people get in touch with you because they're lonely, or are there other reasons that folks reach out to RSVP?
Yes, they are lonely. Some of them are. But it's just, in some cases, it's just for our company. They just can't wait to see our smiling faces, and we can't wait to see them, just to chat and really have a good time with them.
Now, this is the Retired Senior Volunteer Patrol. How long have you guys been at this?
This is my, you mean the, us personally or the program?
Well, now you walked into something, Freddie. How about both?
Okay, the program, I understand, was started in 2020, and I have been with the program. This is my 20th year.
Oh, are you having fun yet?
Do you know, from the day I started, I have enjoyed every visit that we have made.
And I'm a relative newbie. I've only been doing it for 10 years.
In 10 years, I know, Jenny, you've got to have had somebody that you really felt good about. Why don't you share a story or two that you might have? And we're going to do that throughout the program.
Okay. Well, I have to share about Frances. We are not supposed to have favorites, but she kind of ranks up there. Frances was a client for a long time and was looking forward to her 100th birthday, but it happened during COVID. So we normally go out for in-person visits. We would have a little party. We'd celebrate. She doesn't have any relatives in town, but she was looking forward to her relatives coming from out of town. They couldn't travel because of COVID. So we decided we needed to do something special for her. Luckily, it was in the summer, so we decided to have a parade. So we gathered as many volunteers that wanted to attend. There must have been, I don't know, 20, 25 cars. We were led by a police car. We had RSVP cars. We had decorations. We had balloons. We were honking. We were yelling her name, wishing her happy birthday. And she was seated at a little dais with her little crown, her little tiara on. And the neighbors had surrounded her and got her out there, and we paraded around, and she just loved it. She just lit up. She was so pleased. She talks about it to this day. She is turning 104 this year, and recently we were able to get through Rebecca Veers at Scott High School. We were able to get her yearbook from 1937. She had lost hers when she moved, and that was the only thing she had mentioned that was important to her. And we were able to get it through the help of Scott High School. And they joked over in the office there. They said, well, you know, once a bulldog, always a bulldog. So, again, she was absolutely thrilled. She hides it amongst her clothing so that no one will steal it.
That's wonderful.
And visit her regularly. And one other thing I'll add is you just never know what she's going to say. Recently, I was visiting with her, and she leaned in close, and she said, you know what? I really like trash talking with you. And my mouth dropped open, and I'm thinking to myself, what does a 103-year-old think trash talking is? Just the most wonderful person, and it's people like that that make you want to do this all the time.
Well, how do you get a chance to do this?
Well, you can volunteer because it's a program. It's run through the Toledo Police Department with cooperation with the Area Office on Aging, but it's all volunteers that go out to visit, and you have to be older than 55, which I think maybe Freddie and I both qualify. We're not sure.
I think you might.
We might.
You guys hide it well.
Thank you. You have to pass a police background check, so it's safe. We go out in twos. We visit once a week. The people that volunteer can live anywhere in the community. The people we serve need to live in the city of Toledo because it's provided by the Toledo Police Department, and they provide backup in the sense if there's any safety issues, we can work with them to have those addressed.
What has been the most outstanding experience? Would it have been the lady that was 100 years old, or is there another one that stands out above that? I mean, that one is hard to beat. And yes, once a bulldog, always a bulldog. I'm a Mac man myself. But.
Well, another one of our clients we have, and who we just lost just this year at 106. And he was just, I don't know how to describe him, because he was just wonderful. Mr. Mason, Elijah Mason, who lived alone. He was just, I don't even know the word, because he would do his own cooking. He would shovel his own snow. He would mow his grass. He was just an independent person. And at some point, he had just kind of slowed down, and his daughter from Arkansas had to come and kind of persuade him to move to Arkansas with her. And we were all sad because everyone that visited Mr. Mason, he was just a delight to visit. But this year, he passed away at 106. And everyone now still talk about Mr. Mason because, you know, it's just some experience you have with them that you never forget. And we also had a drive-by for him for his 100th. And that was kind of right after the pandemic. And he loved it because he had family come from Detroit, Columbus, for that occasion. And it was just a delight. And everyone, you know, when we heard of his passing, was just devastated. We were just hoping he would make it to 107. But unfortunately, at 106, he passed away.
Now, I don't want to get anyone thinking the wrong thing. When the RSVP folks pull up, it does not mean that you're going to live to be 100 years old.
Of course not, but once you start visiting, you become so attached that you just wish for longevity for them. Because some of them, even ones that I have visited in the past, that I have just become attached to, and some of them are no longer a part of our program, but I still call them. They will call me, And it's just a friendship that you just don't forget.
I'm sure people get excited when they see that RSVP vehicle pull up to the front of the house, and they're already anticipating you guys showing up. Do you ever get involved in other things like Senior Olympics or the Silver Sneakers or any of those types of programs?
We can volunteer kind of independently for those things, but mostly our interaction is referral to the Area Office on Aging, and we can volunteer at a number of their activities because they always have a lot of stuff going on. In fact, they just had Spring Fling, and we got to dance to Chubby Checkers, so that was pretty fun.
Now, someone might tune into this, and they don't know who Chubby Checker is.
Well, all I can say is twist and shout, you know.
That's
I mean,
it. That's he was like the progenitor for the twist, and he
yes.
is still twisting.
At 82 yes. and going strong.
That's phenomenal.
It is.
You know, Chubby might be 100 years old at some point.
And now, at the event, a lot of the seniors was up twisting with him.
Yeah, some of our clients were there.
Yes.
Well, now, does it cost anything to have RSVP show up?
No, it is a free service to anyone that lives in the city of Toledo. All they have to do is want the service. But part of the problem is that a lot of the people that would benefit from our visit don't know about the program, mainly because, unless they listen to this podcast, of course, but they are not out at events. You know, they're typically homebound, limited by physical health issues, that sort of thing. So we're looking to people like neighbors, people that have a grandma, an auntie that could use a visit to get the word out to them. And can I throw in the phone number at this point?
Sure.
And we are currently, we just relocated to the Area Office on Aging, still report through the Toledo Police Department. But our new number there is 419-382-0624, extension 1237. So I'll repeat that, 419-382-0624, extension 1237.
And if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Jenny Amadon and Freddie Roberson, and they're with the Retired Senior Volunteer Patrol. And it's a great service. You know, you guys go in, you make people feel really good, and you encourage them. I mean, in essence, you give them hope. How often do you go out to any one person? Because I know that it's difficult.
Well, we visit folks once a week. And then because as volunteers, we choose the days that we're available. So Freddie's schedule or my schedule might be different each week. So we just turn in a calendar, you know, with the dates that were available, and then we get assigned to a particular route. So we maybe see the same people or we maybe see different people, but they're all part of our family.
Yes.
And we enjoy all of them.
Well, you guys gave the criteria of what it takes to be a volunteer. Do you need volunteers would be the question.
We definitely need volunteers. So anyone 55 plus that have time, and we ask that you do maybe 3 days a month. Some people do two, some do five. So whatever time you are available that you can devote to this program, it's beneficial both to the client and yourself.
And I would imagine that with so many of the military volunteers or military people being out there, this would give them a chance to do something, because oftentimes they're looking for something to do. They're older, you know, from the 50s and 60s, and this is an opportunity for them to get out and really interact with people and encourage them. I think that mentally it just helps you feel good when you're contributing to somebody else. I mean, you guys look good.
Thank you. Yeah, it does. It helps you get your mind off of any particular problems you're having that day. You know, it's just sharing someone else's life, their story. We learn just, you know, a lot of fascinating people that we meet. I'm just thinking of the one lady that we found out that she plays the organ, and she has it, one in her house. And she used to play for us, and we would have little sing-alongs, which was really fun. And it was always a joy to go to her place. Some people, we can do a little something for them. You know, maybe they need a battery change in a remote or something that maybe because of their physical frailties or eyesight, they might even just ask us, you know, can you read this piece of mail? You know, because I can't make it out. It's too small of writing. And little simple things like that, you feel like you've done something for somebody, and it's the world to them, especially if they don't have anyone else that's visiting them.
Have you ever been in a position where you've gone in and you've seen something that just doesn't look right to you, and because you're associated with the Area Office on Aging as well as the Toledo Police Department, TPD, have you ever had to make a call?
There has been situations where you go in and you know something is just not right. And you kind of talk to them, see if they will open up. Some do, some won't. But then if we see something, you know, that we'll do a referral to Area Office on Aging, and they will follow up on any concerns that we may have with that client or the home or whatever it is, that because we kind of know that something is not right, and we just do a referral on them.
Wow, so your visit could also be therapeutic from a medical perspective, as well as just being a social connection. There's a few different levels that when that RSVP vehicle shows up, it shows up with help and hope.
Yeah, you never know exactly what kind of questions or things you'll be dealing with. You know, sometimes it's just a very fun visit that you get to chat about the good old days or whatever's on their mind, or a recent visit from a relative. Another day, it might be an issue they're having, trying to understand some medical concern where they might need help from the Area Office on Aging to give them some guidance, help them. You know, the medical system can be so challenging because you're sent to all these different specialists and they don't necessarily talk to one another, and people get confused about the pills. You throw a little memory issue in on top of that, it really gets challenging for them. So we try to work with them to get them the right resources. We also spend some time talking to them about scams, because we'll be visiting with someone and their cell phone goes off every, 5-10 minutes?
Yes.
And it's usually not anybody they know. And so we work with them to keep them kind of aware of what the current scams are out there, and just to let them know that it's okay to hang up. People of a certain age were taught to be polite. You know, you're not rude to people on the phone. You're always nice. No, we say it's okay. Just either don't answer it if you don't recognize the number, or just hang up. And sometimes just kind of rehearsing that with them and giving them permission is very helpful to them.
You know, you brought out something that I had experienced with an older relative. They had actually let someone in the house. Mm-hmm. And because of their medication, they would fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And the person sat there and watched them. And as soon as they fell asleep, they ransacked the house.
Yeah, yeah.
So seniors do have to be vigilant constantly. So I'm glad that you guys take out the time to at least point out things to look out for.
Yeah,
that helps.
Yes. We recently had even a volunteer who got the scam call about, you know, the grandson being arrested and what have you. And her immediate reaction was the emotional one, which is, oh, my God, it's my grandson. I've got to do something. What do I need to do? And after a while, her training through RSVP kicked in, and she said, wait a minute, something's not right here. And she contacted our police officer, Officer Melissa Steffens, and said, this is what's happening, you know, and we were able to reassure her, don't do anything, don't give them any money, you know, and kind of walk her back down. But it was the training that she had that kind of helped her recognize what was going on.
Well, now, have you ever helped anybody and they turn around and became a volunteer?
I'm not sure, but we've had it go the other way, where we've had volunteers who kind of aged out, and because of physical ailments, mobility issues, they could no longer go out as volunteers, but they hated to miss the family, you know, the people, the volunteers. So they said, gee, you know, they lived in the city of Toledo. Can I be a client? So we have at least two or three that we visit now.
That we are visiting.
Oh, that is so phenomenal. I mean, to be able to access the service that you provided, and you know it's a quality service because you were quality. So that's a reflection of the people that actually do the service.
That are
volunteers. Yeah. Yes. How long do you guys sit with someone when it? Because you mentioned the lady that plays the organ. I mean, you're going to be there a while.
Yeah, well, a few songs, you know. Yeah, and she has a good repertoire.
Yeah, some of our visits, you know, maybe 10 minutes. Some kind of push it a little. So we have been at some almost an hour. Because when you go in, these seniors, some of them are so knowledgeable. And, you know, they give you advice. They talk about the old days. And it's just like visiting family. Well, they are our family now because you become so attached to them.
Yeah, and sometimes you'll find that people on a given day need a little more time.
Yes.
They're having a bad day. They had something upsetting happen. Maybe a family member was in town and they just left, so they're feeling down and feeling lonely. You know, so you spend the extra time. Other people are a little more, okay, you've checked with me, you know, that's fine, bye. And that's okay, too.
Yeah.
And on a given day, if they're not up for a visit, if they've got something else going on or not feeling well, we just make sure that they're doing okay. So somebody has checked on them. And we also have like emergency contacts so that if we can't get a hold of them, we can follow up with their emergency contacts to make sure they know that the person is okay. And then if we can't get either of them to, either the client to answer or the emergency contact, we'll go to the home and we'll rap on that door and make sure. And if we still don't hear from the person, we'll go back to Officer Steffens and talk about the situation and see. And in not the worst case scenario, because I think it's a positive thing, we may send a police crew out to check on their safety.
Now, I don't know if we mentioned this or not, but how old do I have to be before I can use the services?
There's really no age limit. It's more your need and desire to have the service.
Well, wait a minute. I can be 45?
Well, if you have a physical ailment, say, for example, you're blind or you have mobility issues, it doesn't matter to us what your age is. We tend to visit the elderly,
right.
But it's not part of the requirement to be of a certain age.
And how long can I have access to the services? Because if I got a friend, I don't want to lose my friend.
As long as they want to. We can visit. Some we have been visiting for years, and some, you know, are new to the program. But as long as they're willing for us to come, we will visit.
Wow. Any more 100-year-olds in the pipeline?
I don't think so. I don't even know if we have any approaching.
Well, you have the one that she just turned, what, 100 and...
Well, she's 103. She's turning 104.
Yeah, now that's the only 100-year-old that
I think right now. But we do try to celebrate birthdays.
Oh,
so
yes.
like for 90 and above, we try to do a little something special and, you know, go visit cake, sing happy birthday, all that sort of thing. So we're always up for a party, you know.
Oh, yeah. And they all get a card from us, well, from the program for their birthday.
Right.
Well, I appreciate you ladies coming in and sharing what the RSVP program is. Like you said, there are so many people that, man, they could really use this program, mm-hmm. but they just don't know about it. Again, why don't you get the phone number one more time and let people know how they can reach out?
Okay. Our phone number is 419-382-0624, extension 1237.
All right. And I'm sure that there are people out of town that may have relatives that still live here. Do you ever find any of those situations? Because you said you have a contact number. So a lot of times young people, they say, Mom, I'm gone, or Dad, I'm out.
Yeah. Well, in fact, a lot of the people we visit don't have any relatives in town. We may have them as an emergency contact. And many times we are the source of information if we see that our client is failing or having health issues. The out-of-town person may not know anything about it, so we try to keep them in the loop.
Wow. Well, I appreciate your service, and I appreciate you guys coming in and talking about the Retired Senior Volunteer Patrol. And I'm encouraged by you. One day I may volunteer.
There you go.
And we thank you for listening to A Gram of Hope. I want to thank Jenny Amidon and Freddie Roberson for coming on. They've been excellent guests. And if you need this service, please reach out. I'm your host and producer, Jerome Graham. Our executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. Great guy. If you have any questions or comments, or you just want to listen again, go to wgte.org/hope. Or wherever you stream your podcasts.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.